AP Radio News.
I'm Sandy Kozel. Chicago has re-elected Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
To the second city that voted for a second term and a second chance.
Emanuel had to campaign furiously to beat Cook County Commissioner Chuy Garcia after failing to capture a majority of four other candidates in a February election. In South Carolina, a white police officer has been charged with murder hours after law enforcement officials viewed a dramatic video that appears to show him shooting a fleeing man in the back. In announcing the charges, Mayor Keith Summey said Patrolman Michael Thomas Slager made a bad decision. The incident began as a traffic stop over a faulty brake light. Summey says those actions don't represent the rest of the North Charleston police force.
I want you to remember, we've got 343 police officers in our department. This is a bad decision by one of those 343.
We're just in from Houston. A judge has denied the federal government's request to lift a temporary hold on President Obama's immigration action. Jurors in the trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev deliberated for a little more than 7 hours Tuesday, then ending their first day of deliberations without reaching a verdict. Former federal prosecutor Tom Durkin thinks it'll take at least another day or two.
I would assume there are any number of lengthy, complicated instructions, particularly on the law conspiracy. So I wouldn't be surprised either way.
A private plane returning from the NCAA basketball tournament in Indianapolis crashed in a field near Bloomington, Illinois, killing all seven people on board, including Illinois State University's associate head basketball coach and a deputy athletic director. The NTSB says the plane was cleared to land in fog and rain. This is AP Radio News. It was a blast at a Maryland power station that led to widespread outages across Washington, D.C. and its suburbs Tuesday afternoon.
Some outages were brief, like at the White House and Capitol, but some lasted longer, forcing evacuations at Smithsonian museums. Officials blame it all on a mechanical failure, and White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the Homeland Security Department does not suspect something more drastic.
That they do not currently see a nexus to terrorism or anything like that.
For Admiral Bill Gortney, who heads the U.S. Northern Command, it shows key infrastructure is fragile.
Are the backup systems that we put in place, do they work?
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Humorist Stan Freberg, consider the father of the funny commercial, has died at 88.
Well, that's an authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like
shout.
I stand next to me, man.
Well, the shout go with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move
he
away.
He died at the Santa Monica UCLA Medical Center. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.